Welcome to Fitness Disrupted, a production of iHeartRadio. I am Tom Holland, and this is Fitness Disrupted. Fit tip, one of the top weight loss mistakes. Yes, I can safely say that just about everyone makes this mistake, has made this mistake, and the difference is those who are truly struggling continue to make this mistake over and over again. Until A, they identify it, and then B, they figure out how to get around it. And it's very simple, yet it's super pervasive and is one of the top reasons that people struggle with weight loss. And here it is. So you decide that you want to lose weight. And what do? You pick some kind of eating plan, some kind of diet. I don't even have to specify which one because it doesn't matter. You are following some kind of plan. And what inevitably happens? You screw up. You fall off the wagon. You go to town. You eat an entire box of Oreos. You have an entire pint of Ben and Jerry's. Whatever it is, you fall off your plan. And then what do? You throw the entire day away. So instead of getting right back on, instead of just saying, okay, that was not perfect and there is no perfect, you say, now I'm just going to eat whatever I want for the rest of the day. This is one of the top mistakes people make who are trying to lose weight. And people who have learned and are maintaining their weight, have lost weight, and I'm one of those, realize that there is no perfect, that you don't throw the whole day away. And I was that person way back. I would say, oh, I screwed up. I'm going to have even more. I'm going to have, since I ate, you know, a pint of Ben and Jerry's, I'm going to have a whole sleeve of Oreos. I screwed up. The day is wasted. That is seriously one of the top mistakes. And I can hear you. So many people are going, that's me. And there is no perfect. And this is why I talk about the 80-20 that you've heard probably so many times. 80% of the time, you're eating healthy. 20% of the time, you are having those treats. And the healthier you get, that 20% becomes 18% and 15% and 10% because you crave the healthy stuff. But I just did a podcast on why I personally believe and follow eating 5 to 6 meals a day. Okay? And when you break that out, one of those meals can be less than perfect. And it often is with me. That's 20%. Okay? If you're eating 5 to 6 meals a day and one is less than perfect, that's roughly 20%. Okay? And I follow a one meal a day can be less than perfect, and then 1 to 2 days a week, less than perfect. Unfortunately, most people are 20-80. In other words, 20% of the time, you eat healthy, 80% of the time, you're off the reservation. What is sustainable? What is the methodology that will allow you to enjoy food and stop focusing on the weight loss is the 80-20 and realizing that there is no perfect and realizing that one bad meal, no matter how, listen, it is really hard to take in 3, 4, 5,000 calories in one sitting. But when you throw the whole day away, then it becomes exponentially easier. Instead of saying, okay, I had a less than perfect breakfast, and now I'm going to eat well for the rest of the day, you throw the whole day away. And that becomes 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 extra calories. Instead of saying, okay, that's my meal. That's my less than perfect one out of the day. And for me, it's generally at the end of the day. I start my day. That's why I talk about it and did a whole show on breakfast. It's easier to control the day. And so many physiological and psychological things happen when we start our day with a lot of sugar or we skip meals. You get hungry. That's when you fall off the reservation. So not eating, then you're hungry, you're starving, then you have a huge meal, then you get down on yourself because you ate things you didn't want to, and then you throw the whole day away. one of the top weight loss mistakes and just healthy eating mistakes. Have to throw that in the title. Get you to click and listen. But it's true. And I could call it one of the top healthy eating mistakes and one of the top just eating mistakes. You need to learn there is no perfect and stop beating yourself up. And let me finish by saying this. Start to plan ahead. Start to figure out when that meal is going to be less than perfect. One simple example being, if you have an event, a function, you know, that you're going to go to maybe in the evening where you can't control as much of the food, or you're going to enjoy yourself a little bit more, you're going to someone's house who's going to, you know, feed you, and you may do dessert and things like that, then that is the meal that you're going to give yourself some leeway on. So you try to eat better all day up until then. 80-20. This is what people who maintain their weight and enjoy eating do. So think ahead, plan ahead, but realize there is no perfect. You don't throw the day away because you do what I do every now and again, and you eat that entire pint of Ben and Jerry's. Listen, I almost never put a top back on something like Ben and Jerry's because I'm eating the whole thing. But that's my one thing. And I've done well the rest of the day. And that one thing not only is not sabotaging my results, it's part of my results. I'm allowing that to happen. I'm planning ahead. I know that I have eaten really well prior to that, and that's my 20%. And that's okay. I can't stress enough how important this is, that picking yourself up after falling off your plan within that day is so important. And when you do that over and over again, when you allow yourself to be less than perfect, that's where huge change happens. All right? So don't sabotage your healthy eating, your weight loss plan, because one instance throughout the day happens. Not only does it happen to everyone, you can work that into your plan. That is one. So if it happens in the morning, you eat healthy for the rest of the day. You don't throw it away. And if you eat healthy for most of the day, then you can enjoy that 20% at night. And there you have it. Sounds simple. Really hard for many people to understand and then embrace. But trust me, this is one of the reasons you are sabotaging your results. And there you have it. Thank you so much for listening. I love these fit tips. And this is one of those examples of something that sounds super simple, but when you put it into practice, I promise you will see incredible results. Please rate the show if you have not. And if you did, thank you so much. Subscribe to the podcast and you can reach out to me, questions, comments. Tom H. Fit is Twitter. Tom H. Fit is also my Instagram. And thank you so many great questions coming my way, comments, and things you want covered. And I love hearing from you. Also, fitnessdisrupted.com. You can email me right through the site. Again, this goes to what I talk about at the end of every podcast. There are three things we control: how much we move, what we put into our mouths, and our attitudes. And when we control what we put into our mouths and we will allow ourselves to not be perfect, because there is no perfect, no one is perfect, then it's sustainable, then it's doable, and then you're going to be healthy. Thank you for listening. I am Tom Holland. This is Fitness Disrupted. Believe in yourself. Fitness Disrupted is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.